Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This mom teaches her kids that virginity doesn't exist, and her explanation could help convince you too. Now, let me play this, and this is what she has to say.
I am raising my 5 daughters to believe that there is no such thing as virginity.
Okay. Yeah, and she started this video out going, I'm going to get a lot of S for this.
Right.
Cussed immediately.
I might get a lot of D for this too.
People were, right away, they were like, oh, anybody that has dyed hair? Because she had, like, purple or something in her hair.
Yeah.
And so they were immediately attacking her weight in her hair, which I thought was rude.
Yeah. And I mean, just because she's a big mom.
And some people were saying that this is lazy parenting. I want to get your thoughts, because this is what she has to say. Now, a lot of people did agree with her.
It is a patriarchal concept used to control women and serves no purpose other than making women feel bad about ourselves. Just because some guy randomly... you at some point in your life. It does not change your worth. It does not change who you are. It doesn't do anything other than it happened. Sex is important. It's a big deal. It should always be a big deal. It has nothing to do with your first time. And it's just ridiculous. The whole concept's ridiculous. And I get a lot of crap from other moms saying, oh, well, does you think that make your daughters promiscuous? Don't you think that? I was like, no, I'm raising them to be good people and have solid foundations and like make their own choices and make smart, intelligent choices, not because some book says not to.
Okay. Well, she obviously doesn't believe in the Bible.
Yeah. I mean, right. That's right. Whatever.
And I get it.
I mean, virginity is a real thing though.
Okay.
I get to teach your daughters that their worth isn't like, don't let that, run your life. But to teach them that virginity isn't a real thing is the dumbest thing ever. Teach their own.
1-855-FU-BILLY. She should have just started out, hey, I don't believe in the Bible.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's
what that was.
Absolutely.
And so some people were championing, or whatever that word is.
I think it's championing.
Yeah. How do you say it?
Championing?
Championed.
Yeah, that's exactly. It's one of those tough words.
Championing.
Basically saying, hey, you're a brave mom. That's so cool. Man, I wish I'd have thought of that.
Right.
I should have taught my kids that.
I
want to know.
Was a whore.
No, they didn't say that.
What?
If you're just
trust me, kids, you don't want your mom to be a whore.
You don't.
You don't. It's tough growing up in the streets of Whoreville.
Let me go to Taylor. I want to take your calls. 1-855-FU-BILLY. Do you think this is good that this mom is teaching her kids that virginity doesn't exist? What do you think, Taylor?
No, I mean, I totally disagree. And I think you should teach... I mean, I absolutely think you should teach values and morals, but too many parents, they get involved in their kids' sex life. I mean, I don't know, like, what about unplanned pregnancy and STDs?
Yeah, you know what? You bring up a good point. She did not mention STDs, unplanned pregnancy, those type of things. She didn't bring up any of that. It was mainly getting a D doesn't decrease your value, which, is true.
Yeah.
Right. Sure. Yeah, I mean, sure. Not. But it also, I mean... I think sex is important in a committed relationship. Sex randomly isn't important.
Right.
I don't know. Like, my mom taught me, not to give the milk away for free. So,
apparently your mom taught you wrong.
Yeah, your mom taught you stupid.
Right.
Your mom believed in that magical book, according to that lady.
I don't know, man.
But at the same time, like, my mom did teach me to be a moral person and to be kind. So it's not like... they're separate. I don't agree with this mother. I think it is bad for her daughters. I think it's an easy way out for her. I think she's going to end up raising one of her daughter's babies. So.
Right.
I mean, this mom is probably, I'm just guessing this mom is probably a car salesperson, right? And when somebody comes to buy a car and she's like, hey, it doesn't matter how many drivers this car's had. It doesn't decrease the value, dumbass. Who cares about mileage? It's still
$100,000. Just because Kelly Blue Book tells you.
Yeah. We're selling this car for $40,000.
Don't believe everything in the book.
Right. Stop letting the internet tell you that it matters.
The book of Kelly Blue Book.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. This whole topic, I know it's been a popular topic lately, but I just think she's kind of like ruining a special thing about being a female. I let her daughters make up their own minds on how they feel about it.
Whoa. Whoa. Did you just say her daughters are females?
Don't give kids gender.
Yeah, we don't know that.
I don't want to assume. but I mean, I don't know. Like, she may have a couple daughters who want to be free with sex, and that's fine. But she also may have other daughters who look at it as special and something meaningful.
And you're saying that she's only giving one side of it, basically.
Yes. She's only teaching them one side of it. Right. The daughters are only being fed what this woman believes. They're absolutely only being given one side, and that's why I think she's wrong.
And obviously, they don't go to church. And you know what? People don't. Some kids want to go to church. Other kids, I don't really want to go. But some other kids do want to go. And so this mom is not giving the kids to have that option either.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, I don't know the mom. Maybe she is. But you know, the fact that she insulted the big book. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Hey, hang on. Let's see what other people are saying.
The big book.
Let's go to Belinda. Yes, Belinda.
No, it's not a thesaurus.
What's up, Belinda?
Hey, okay. This lady obviously doesn't know what the hell she's talking about, because there is a such thing as virginity. It's called a hymen.
Oh, no, she said that doesn't.
You have to. No. You have a hymen once. I'm a nurse. You have a hymen once. Once it's broken, that's your virginity.
Okay. So you do believe in virginity, and you're a nurse. So
absolutely.
Okay. So you're saying, hey, this lady is going against science.
Absolutely. 100%. Good Lord. yeah. Okay. This is just really pissing me off. Stupidity.
You would not teach your daughters this message.
Absolutely not.
But can you still teach your daughters, you know, that it doesn't decrease their value if they do this, but also still teach them morals?
100%.
Okay. Well, thank you, ma'am.
Don't you just feel like you know who this mom voted for?
No.
All right.
Nicole. Yes, Nicole.
That lady's crazy. And she's part of the reason with what is wrong with today's youth. They want to say, oh, you know what, let's expose these kids to whatever they want, and later on we'll fix them with pills. She's up her daughters.
I love getting fixed with pills.
So you think that this mom, I'll play this again. This is what she did.
I'm raising my 5 daughters to believe that there is no such thing as virginity.
I think she's screaming her daughter's head, like, then her daughters are going to end up being promiscuous.
She says they're not.
They probably won't be, because their mom, I don't know, she's fat.
Come on.
What?
So you think.
I bet the daughters are fat.
How much of the stuff that you did growing up did your parents know about?
Derek probably, his parents knew about
everything. What did she
say? Well, you're right. You would hide stuff from your parents.
Oh, yeah. I think most people do.
Yeah.
Not me, though.
Hey, Nicole,
I told my mom about it. My mom, guess what I did? I had sex in your bed. I told my mom. I was so proud.
Yeah.
She still didn't believe me. Yeah. I had to get the girl to verify that we had sex in her bed. It was odd.
That's weird. Nicole, so you're saying you don't believe what this mom is teaching?
No, she's ridiculous. She's like...
Well, yeah, she colors her hair.
Ridiculous. Like, there's no words. No words.
What do you think about... A lot of people were commending this woman and saying what a brave woman she was.
No, they weren't.
Yes, they were.
No, they weren't. You made that up.
No, I didn't.
They are what's wrong with this world today.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Nicole. All right. Hang on, Taylor. Let's go to Steve. Yes, Steve.
Hey, good morning, guys.
You understand what she's saying. She's saying, like, hey, there's a stigma for girls.
That if you've had sex with so many guys,
right,
yeah,
that it decreases your value. And
which I get the message
you're
behind
not
that.
As valuable as the girl that held on to it.
Yeah,
and so
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to say virginity's not real.
And it's coming from a mom with five kids. She knows.
And, well, I
bet they don't all have the same dad.
Okay, a lot. Well, that's rude because a lot of people are asking where dad was.
Yeah, dad's not there.
Exactly.
She lives off the government because she's too big and lazy.
No, she starts a video off by selling.
She's on TikTok all day instead of working.
She says the very beginning, and I cut it out. Sorry, guys, I got chili on my shirt.
That's disgusting. That's really disgusting.
What do you think, Steve?
So, I think you guys are missing an important middle ground here.
Yeah, yeah, probably.
Why don't she just teach her girls to only do butt stuff?
No. Stop it. All right. Taylor, it seems like a lot of people agree with you. That's why I brought this up, because... hey, if this mom is onto something and she's teaching her kids a valuable lesson, great. You know, that's part of, you know, parenting means that you're going to continue to learn. So maybe we didn't know, but this is what this lady
said. I'm raising my five daughters to believe that there is no such thing as virginity. It is a patriarchal concept used to control women.
Okay, she says that is used to control women.
Right. I'm going to raise my, you know, when I have boys, I'm going to raise my sons and be like, hey, listen, having a job and making money and providing for your family doesn't matter. It's not real. Don't do it. Right? I'm just going to raise this turd of a son.
Hey.
Who just like, oh my God, he's the worst husband of all time. You know, because that's what she wants to do. She wants to raise the worst wives of all time.
No, she doesn't.
So I'm going to counter it.
And serves no purpose other than making women feel bad about ourselves. Just because some guy randomly... you at some point in your life. It does not change your worth. It does not change who you are.
Man.
It doesn't do anything other than it happened. Sex is important. It's a big deal. It should always be a big deal.
Okay. Michaela, yes. What do you think?
Hi.
Hi.
This is my first time. I've been listening for a very long time.
Oh.
But I just
you.
Turned 18 and I heard someone thought that the younger girl.
Wow. That was Jared.
Did she say 18?
What happened?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
What do you think?
You shouldn't teach your kids that virginity isn't important. I believe it very much is, especially like just coming out of high school. Like, it's very much different growing up in these days, but I really feel like virginity matters.
It does.
Virginity matters. Mm-hmm. I want that on a shirt.
Do you think, okay, do your parents teach you about unplanned pregnancy, potential STDs, those kind of scary things that are out there?
Yeah, of course. My mom made me grow up with that, and she just kind of like...
okay, did she like show you like the scary photos of like genitalia covered in STDs? Ooh.
No, but
okay. Oh, God.
I feel like that works.
Hey, look at this blue waffle.
I feel like that works, right? If you were shown just a herpes-infested vagina, right, you'd be like, oh, I don't want mine to look like that. Oh, no, I'm not going to have sex. Yuck. That's an I don't know.
School.
I feel like that would work.
The school taught us that.
Yeah.
My mom didn't show us any of that. But
I would have those. Just posters of that all over the house.
Posters?
Why? Yeah.
Just to remind,
posters.
Like, hey, that'll happen.
It's too much.
Yeah, it's way too much.
Hey, if it's up on the wall, maybe you won't do it.
Yeah, see?
Maybe.
It's on the wall.
No, virginity
all right.
matters.
So you think it does matter?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
No doubt. And virginity matters.
And she's
back
been to listening
Poon.
To us a while. We appreciate that. Yeah. Taylor, everybody agrees with you. I didn't know how this would turn out. I thought we might get a bunch of calls from people going, no, virginity doesn't exist.
Yeah,
I agree. This mom is awesome. But so far, I haven't had anybody call in.
Luckily,
say
we
that.
Don't live
so,
in Freakville.
So but there were a lot of people that were commending this mom.
Yeah. And they're probably all in Oregon.
What do you think, Taylor?
No, I mean, I know there are people that feel this way. I mean, like, teaching virginity is one thing, and then saying, like, hey, if you want to go and have sex, it doesn't decrease your worth. But to not teach virginity as something that's real is crazy. I mean, she didn't give them the other side, and that's why I think she's wrong. She only gives them their side. There's like this agenda to destroy morals, and morals are not being frowned upon, I feel like, in the big, you know, and everyone else's looking at this and going, this is crazy.
So that you think most people that hear this are going, wow, this is a crazy take on virginity.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I don't think anyone is going to take her serious. I mean, like, listen to this mother. She cussed right away.
She did. She
had her daughter.
She had chili on her shirt.
There you go. I mean, cool chili moms. And cussing.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Taylor.
She's like a fat version of the girl from Mean Girls, the mom from Mean Girls.
I was going to say the mom from The Waterboy. Like,
she's like a Mean Girls mom if she was a big, giant, fat ass.
Okay. Wow. What is your deal today,
I was just trying
sir?
To paint the picture. You always say paint the picture. I took two of them.
Exactly. I saw you.
Yeah.
You just took two
Adderall. I pulled it out of a knapsack, not even out of a bottle.
that is an accurate description.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.